This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're moving on to Today on Twitter, where Bahasa Malaysia and Bahasa Indonesia are trending after the government proposed for BM to be made the second language of ASEAN.
So depending on which side of the argument you land on, you might just say Bahasa is trending because apparently they are the same to some. And this is coming because, of course, you may have heard about this yesterday. It's actually something that we also plan to cover in more detail soon. But the Prime Minister, Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, said that he's going to hold discussions with ASEAN leaders to make Bahasa Melayu the second official language of ASEAN, saying there's no reason why this cannot be done as BM is among the most widely spoken languages in the region. So, of course, even the nomenclature, right, the idea of BM being widely spoken is what has prompted some pushback, particularly from our friends in Indonesia who argue that, well, okay, if we're going to make this sort of argument about popularity and what is most widely spoken, should we not be in the mix and don't call us the same? Because that has been that push and pull, right? Whereas you have other people saying, well, if you look at it, historically speaking, Bahasa Melayu and Bahasa Indonesia are the same language, and therefore it's fine. Don't make it a big deal.
I mean, if you look at it from just sheer numbers, it is in fact Bahasa Indonesia that's the more widely spoken, depending on whether you agree with the distinction that it's a different language or not, right? Because there's the linguistic aspect, but then there's also the nationalistic, patriotic aspect, there's the political aspect. So the lines can differ depending on who's drawing the lines. But I think worth saying that largely, broadly speaking, while we can agree that the languages do come from very similar roots, most people tend to make the comparison between something like Spanish and Portuguese, for instance. This is what I found. I'm quoting a number of different articles. So they say it's not like UK English and US English in the sense that they're that similar, but they're not as different as Spanish and Portuguese. So it kind of sits somewhere in the middle. And I think the devil is really in the details, because if you look at, for instance, certain words which might mean different things, or the fact that we have entirely different words or expressions for particular ways of speaking, I think it's worth making a distinction there. I mean, I don't know. There is a certain degree of pride attached to languages. I think Ukraine and Russia is a great example in terms of how differently that can manifest, right? So this is an interesting conversation for me.
Yes, I mean, of course it is for me as well, particularly because I love language. I love words. We've done previous shows on both those things and included Wordle in it while we're at it. So clearly we care about this. But I think that it is worth saying that just because you can understand one another does not make the language the same, because that is usually the argument that if you were to travel, you know, when you travel both ways, right? When Indonesians come here, when Malaysians go there, there is a broad understanding. You can basically communicate. However, there are also a huge amount of differences. And when you said the roots are the same, but the cause for the diversion is also quite great. And as is the case with a lot of other things in our region, a lot of it rests in colonization, right? It depends on where the influence has been of the words that we have taken and where from. And the divergence of being colonized by the British, by the Dutch very briefly in one case and much longer in another. I mean, you really see the differences emerge. And so there are a number of tweets that are coming through on this that I think are pretty interesting. So let's see. We have Fadzil saying, Bahasa Indonesia and Bahasa Melayu came from the same root, but they're ultimately two different languages, different standards, word usage, many more. This is a lot deeper. You raised this earlier, Sharmila, US English versus UK English. We also have this tweet that says, if you're referring to BM as in Bahasa Malaysia, which is Malaysia's standardized form of Bahasa Melayu, then yes, Indonesians don't speak it. But if you're referring to Bahasa Melayu, which is an Austronesian language spoken by most in the region, then you're wrong.
See, that's exactly what I mean, right? Because if you drew a political line versus a linguistic line, you'd actually get very different answers. Mm. And for what it's worth, I think that notion of what are you actually referring to? And in this case, who's making the call? It's the Malaysian Prime Minister. So we cannot divorce the nationalism, the politics from this call, I think. We have Nadira saying, and I'm going to translate because the original tweet was in BM. So they say, Bahasa Melayu in Indonesia are not the same. claim. You can't just claim blah, blah, blah. I bet you've never heard of the term Austronesia. And your tweet just shows that you don't understand how a language works, because just because BM is to be recognized as the official language doesn't mean that we're going to forget about English. Also, when linguists want to study BM, they often travel to Indonesia to do so.
Meanwhile, we have Adip Ginting, who says, what do you mean that Indonesian language is not Malay? You are ignorant of history. A lot of strong kind of tones coming through. Bahasa Indonesia is a standardized Malay, the same with Bahasa Malaysia. Bahasa Melayu is the superset of both Bahasa Indonesia and Bahasa Malaysia. And I enjoyed this just purely on the basis of the term superset. I'm enjoying the level of nerdery involved.
So Talking Head brings up, I think, a historical as well as a political dimension from Indonesia. They say the basis of Bahasa Indonesia is actually Bahasa Melayu, despite Bahasa Jawa having a bigger user base and many other languages in the Indonesian archipelago. Sukarno decided that Bahasa Melayu from the Riau Linggi region should be the language for the proclamation of independence.
So I have a question, right? And a lot of this, I think, has to do with what we consider a language, because I feel like when we make the argument that, and this is me with no real horse in this race. I mean, I love and enjoy Bahasa Malaysia, but, you know, nevertheless, I don't feel particularly strongly in this area. However, I can't help but wonder what we consider language, because when we say language, are we referring to the language that was the root of it all, or that was spoken in 1900 or in 1850 or what have you, compared to what it is today? Because if we're talking about the roots versus what it is now, all that colonization that happened in the middle, along with a variety of other things, movement of peoples, all those different things, contributed to the languages today that are spoken being very different. So I think for me, when we argue that they are the same language, I feel like we're talking in a purist sense, but we're not necessarily thinking about the languages as they are spoken and used on the street, in homes, you know, just in general.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. The closest example, and maybe because for me it's the most familiar, that comes to me is the distinction that people often make between Tamil and Sri Lankan Tamil or Ceylonese Tamil, right? The roots may be very similar, but the way they're spoken and the way that they might be applied in different situations are also very different. And this has to do not just with all of those things you said, history and so on, but also in that languages are living languages. You know, people, the way they use them in daily parlance changes, the influences that are brought in change. Even the Malay that we speak now is very different from the Malay that was spoken 20, 30 years ago, right? Like the way people communicate online has impacted the way people speak in real life. So I, like you, am not really trying to say I say this and not that. But I'm usually on the side of people being allowed to take pride in things without necessarily being protectionist about them. And so that's really my on-the-wall stand on this issue.
It is, but I wonder whether that on the wall stand will change if and when this pushes through in ASEAN, because that's also going to kind of change the direction of the conversation, right? Right now, we're just talking as people who enjoy language, but when it becomes something that is actually official, something that is put in place like that as the official second language of the bloc as a whole, right? I think that changes the tone in terms of who gets to say that they have ownership over that language, which is perhaps why the tone and the sentiment of the messages and tweets that are coming through are as strong as they are, because truly it is becoming I am a proud Indonesian versus I am a proud Malaysian. And that's, you know, that's where the lines seem to be drawn.
We're talking about this because Bahasa Indonesia and Bahasa Malaysia and Bahasa in general is trending following the call from our PM to make BM a second official language of ASEAN. And so Indonesians have, of course, spoken up to say, well, you know, we speak the language too, and you don't get to call it just BM. Let us know, what do you think? Are Bahasa Indonesia and Bahasa Malaysia one and the same? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're getting plenty of thoughts already. We'll get to them after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:49. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about the distinctions between our Bahasa Indonesia and Malaysia, between Bahasa Malaysia and Indonesia. This is because on today on Twitter, we were looking at the fact that well, those very languages are trending, following a call by our PM to make BM the second official language of ASEAN. So we'd like to hear your thoughts on this. What do you think? Are Bahasa Indonesia and Bahasa Malaysia one and the same? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have so many messages already. Let's start with Munif.
Munif says, I think Bahasa Indonesia can be considered different to us. They type, and I'm actually not sure how to verbalize this. It's WKWKWK, I'm going to say whack, 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 to indicate laughter on social media, for example. What even? We are not the same.
I love that. It reminds me of the first time I encountered one of my Spanish-speaking friends, quote-unquote, laughing online by typing J-A-J-A-J-A-J-A. And I was so confused until I realized for them, J is the H sound, right? So they're actually typing ha-ha-ha-ha.
Which is the same as the Thai version of that, right? 55555.
Yes, so it's, I love it because it was used to confuse me so much.
We also have this from Chen, who says, better for our Dewan Bahasa to work with the Indonesian counterpart to converge the two languages rather than continue with our current trajectory of anglicizing our BM. This will improve the economic value of Bahasa.
That's an interesting one, right? Because that actually directly touches on the political aspect of it, in the sense that to expect two different countries' language bodies to work together and to converge languages is, I mean, even on the surface of it, tough.
It is tough. And I also wonder about the politics of it. I mean, I think it sounds great. It's acknowledging the fact that we have historical roots, we share them, and that ultimately the origins of the language are the same. And therefore, if we're going to develop a sort of common tongue, that is the way to go. However, if we look at this early, you know, toe dip into that world, we're already going nowhere. People are so angry. So I'm not sure how it's going to go.
We have Fizal saying, I'm not sure why the strong remarks about Bahasa Indonesia. No one really speaks it over there in my ancestral homeland. Oh, I'm assuming, Fizal, that you're referring to Indonesia. And I'm not sure what you mean by no one speaks it, but I think there is a distinction to be made there. And in fact, a tweet earlier referenced it. The fact that Bahasa Indonesia is the official language, it doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't a multitude of regional languages that people are actually more likely to use in daily life.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't have to get into it, but of course, the historical origins of Bahasa Indonesia being standardized as the language in the country is also somewhat fraught. So there is that. We also have Nesh saying, just make Korean our official second language. The K Hallyu wave is strong in every Southeast Asian country.
Yes, I think this reminds me of, I was very caught up in trying to imagine how that might look like, or even making a proposal. Would BTS be involved? Would we have songs?
Would road signs be written in Korean? I will say that I know a startling amount of people learning Korean for this very reason. Mm-hmm. So Nesh, you're actually not far off at all. And like, I also see people proudly watching Korean stuff without subs, or, you know, going to Korean restaurants and ordering food very confidently. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people take this rather seriously.
Google brings up a really good point, something I must say did cross my mind as well. Previous discussions on national ownership of food have turned really ugly really fast. Our PM is opening a ginormous can of worms.
I was thinking about rendang.
I was thinking of chicken rice, but in the context of Singapore.
But in the context of Malaysia and Indonesia, it's rendang, isn't it? That's the one that has been a little bit contentious about who owns it, where did it come from?
We see this with rendang, but beyond food, we see it with batik, we see it with silat. Every time there's a joint heritage kind of conversation, it is a can of worms.
It is a can of worms, and one in which we're no closer to resolving, because in a sense, there's almost nothing to resolve. We are two different countries with shared roots. And I think that is fine. It's just that whenever these things come up, it really inevitably becomes, you know, was the noodle invented in China or Italy? And it's like, I don't know how to contend with something like that.
We have Nizam saying, why does the PM have to bring in this issue anyway? And Lok says, all this drama because we have a PM who can't speak English.
Okay, so those two kind of call and respond to one another. I will say that, you know, in terms of observing the general tone of the Prime Minister and his recent, I think his recent moves in this area, there's been a lot about Bahasa in the news recently, actually, whether it is foreign students now having to take it as a compulsory unit, whether it is, you know, this move to get it declared as the second language in ASEAN. So I think overall, there is a definite and clear emphasis on pushing forward the larger agenda, whatever that may be, of the usage of Bahasa. There are a pair of messages coming in or that have come in that reference this issue of population. So firstly, Mr. Chan says, first and foremost, Bahasa means language. It doesn't make sense to call BM just Bahasa. I apologize for that. It was a joke. It was just a joke. secondly, it is not widely used in ASEAN, whether Bahasa Indonesia or Bahasa Malaysia. Indonesia just happens to have a huge population. No one speaks that in Thailand, Philippines or other countries in this region. TIDJ says they're very different. Written BM is influenced heavily by what the British left us, whereas written Indonesian language is influenced by the Dutch. Why should BM be the second language of ASEAN? Of the member countries of ASEAN, why would they adopt the language of a country with a population of fewer than 40 million, with ASEAN making up almost 700 million, and that language would therefore be less than 10%?
I mean, all very good points that have you know, been raised by a number of people. We're not really debating the, I think we're not necessarily debating the right and wrong of this or whether it should be implemented. I think it's more this notion that this is that as a language, this is something that would encompass more people than the PM seems to, rather the PM seems to think it would encompass more people than are agreeable to be included in that category.
I think the term popular covers a lot of ground without being particularly specific. And that perhaps is where this is coming from, because you are seeing, you know, the Prime Minister essentially saying that very thing, right? That like, oh, it's a popular language in ASEAN, so it makes sense. And then you have people now pushing back with that and saying, I'm not sure necessarily that popularity is the only thing that matters.
Nurhan is just popping in to say apothec is a Latin word for pharmacy. It's also used in Russia as apothecia. I think that's how it's pronounced. Yeah, and the root of apothecary, right, which is in English. Mm. And I believe I am making an educated guess that the apothec in Indonesia comes from their Dutch colonization.
Yes, whereas we have, speaking to that earlier point about anglicization, pharmacy. And so going back to that idea of the enriching of languages through a blending of languages, I don't know. I mean, it's appealing to me, but I am not a nationalist. So who knows? Who knows? Who's to say?
Winston has a question that I think many people contend with. Winston says, I'm confused. Is our national language Bahasa Malaysia or Bahasa Melayu?
Is it not Bahasa Malaysia?
It is meant to be Bahasa Malaysia. It is meant to be Bahasa Malaysia. And I think it was announced by Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka a number of years ago. But I think, again, this comes down to the point you're trying to make and what you're using the language for.
What you're using the language for, and I think the political context in which it's being used. But broadly speaking, for me, I'm very certain when I say BM, I know I mean Bahasa Malaysia.
Yes, I usually mean Bahasa Malaysia as well. Just a couple of other messages that are coming through. We have Z who says, Bahasa Malaysia and Bahasa Indonesia are the same language, but they've diverged after two countries were formed, kind of like Hindi and Urdu.
And I mean, that is the comparison that has been coming through, right, in terms of divergence and how important it is to acknowledge that.
Yes, and I think also adding in, like, there are actual historical contexts and journeys in which these languages take. If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, do keep them coming. You can call 77-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.